Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, April 29th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple has officially reported its quarterly earnings for the second quarter of 2022. This is the first calendar quarter, which covers the months of January, February, and March. For the quarter, Apple beat expectations across the board. The company reported record second quarter revenue of $97.3 billion, an increase of 9% year over year. Apple had $25 billion of profit and an earnings per share of $1.52. Analysts had high expectations for Apple's Q2 earnings, and again, the company beat those expectations across the board. iPhone revenue grew 5.5% to $50.57 billion. The Mac was up 14% year over year to $10.4 billion. The wearables, home, and accessories business, which includes things like AirPods and Apple Watch, grew 12% to $8.8 billion. And Apple's services business grew 17% to $19.8 billion. The only product category that didn't grow year over year is the iPad, which was down 2% to $7.65 billion. In an interview regarding Apple's quarterly earnings, Tim Cook said the iPad saw significant supply constraints during the quarter, so it's likely that had Apple not faced those supply constraints, the iPad too would have seen an increase year over year. But notably, Apple is not done battling those supply constraints. The company says that it expects an impact of between $4 billion and $8 billion in revenue during Q3 of 2022, and that number could fluctuate based on the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, lockdowns in China, and impacts on the overall U.S. economy and inflation. We have more details on Apple's second quarter 2022 earnings results at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, the iPhone 14 lineup is coming in less than 6 months, and reports so far have painted a pretty clear picture of what to expect. We're reaching the point in the rumor cycle where dummy units, models, and molds of the new devices are starting to emerge out of Apple's supply chain. New leaked iPhone 14 designs have been published this week, and they offer a closer look at the finer details of the design, including whether or not your iPhone 13 cases will fit a new iPhone 14. As we've talked about before, the iPhone 14 lineup is expected to consist of 4 models across 2 different screen sizes, at 6.1 inches and 6.7 inches. Given that the 6.1 inch screen size of the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro is the same as the screen size of the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro, one would assume that cases would be intercompatible between both of those generations. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to be that simple. These molds show that the larger camera bump on the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro means that the cases designed for the iPhone 13 and 13 Pro won't fit the new devices. The cutout for the camera on the iPhone 14 is larger, which means that cases won't be able to fit around that camera bump, and the overall design of the iPhone 14 is slightly thicker, which means most cases won't actually fit over the body of the iPhone 14 at all. As for the iPhone 14 Max and iPhone 14 Pro Max, these dummy units show that cases designed for the iPhone 13 Pro Max should roughly fit both of these new iPhone 14 models. There'll be some slight imperfections around the camera bump, but if you're willing to overlook those imperfections, you will be able to use an iPhone 13 Pro Max case on one of the large-screened iPhone 14s. You can get a closer look and a video of these new molds in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a health and fitness dashboard for tracking your health data with insights, widgets, Apple Watch support, and more. Fitness View makes it easy to track your health app statistics with a clean interface, allowing you to see your daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly progress at a glance. You can set specific goals for your health information, customize your health kit data to your likings so you can focus on what metrics matter to you, and of course, you can keep track of everything directly on your Apple Watch in addition to your iPhone. Fitness View supports all of the latest iOS 15 and watchOS 8 features, including home screen widgets, multiple complications on the Apple Watch, and all of the latest data types in the Apple Health application. If you're looking for a health and fitness dashboard for your iPhone and Apple Watch, Fitness View is the best option there is. You can get started with Fitness View in the App Store for your iPhone and Apple Watch, and hit the link in the show notes below to learn more. My thanks to Fitness View from Fun Media for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, let's check in with Rika Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
Heading into the weekend, all of today's best deals are now for the taking and headlined as Amazon offers the very first cash discount on the all-new Beats Fit Pro True Wireless Earbuds. Now dropping down to $180 in all five colorways, today's offer is a new all-time low across nearly all of the styles and a rare discount as far as these new debuts come. For comparison, our last mention was Retail Place with an Amazon credit attached. Delivering the brand's latest flagship earbuds, the new Beats Fit Pro arrive with a true wireless design geared towards tagging along on workouts thanks to its IPX4 water-resistant build and built-in wingtips. Those in the Apple ecosystem will find its built-in H1 chip to be the star of the show, enabling Hey Siri support alongside fast pairing and more. Battery life clocks in at 6 hours, though the companion charging case will bump that up to 24 hours to round out the package. Today is also seeing Native Union get in on the pre-Mother's Day savings by launching its latest 20% off site-wide sale, discounting its nearly entire selection of Apple accessories and other charging gear. Our top pick this time around is the all-new Snap 3-in-1 MagSafe charging station at $144. Down from its usual $180 going rate, today's offer amounts to not only the first overall discount, but also a new all-time low at $36 off. As Native Union's latest Apple-friendly charging station, this 3-in-1 offering packs a main 7.5-watt MagSafe mount for iPhone 12 and 13 series handsets. There's also a secondary 5-watt pad for AirPods and the like, as well as a removable Apple Watch dock to complete the set. Last up today, we're tracking some notable spring discounts on the Ecobee HomeKit thermostat lineup, with its flagship offering dropping down to $199. Normally fetching $249, this is the best price in months at 20% off while matching the 2022 low. Ecobee Smart Thermostat automates your heating or cooling setup to ensure you're comfortable throughout spring and into summer as temperatures begin to heat up. Replacing your existing unit, the smart thermostat features a touchscreen display to control or monitor settings, and also arrives with HomeKit support out of the box, as well as onboard access to both Siri and Alexa. A bundled temperature sensor also lets you adjust settings based on hyperlocal readings. You'll find all of the other best deals then over at 9to5toys.com throughout the rest of the weekend.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out in Apple's podcast app, where you can subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.